Tanzina Vega here with you. This is The Takeaway. An investigation by the New York Times last week further pulled back the veil on the Saudi-led war in Yemen, revealing that many of the fighters in the conflict are children. According to the report, Saudi Arabia has paid thousands of soldiers from Sudan, including child soldiers, to fight in Yemen. The majority of these fighters come from Sudan's impoverished and war-torn region of Darfur. David Kirkpatrick is behind the investigation. He's an international correspondent for the New York Times and the author of Into the Hands of the Soldiers. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to talk to you.
So let's start off by, if you could, tell us what is the incentive for Sudanese fighters, if there's any, to join this war in Yemen?
Well, that's easy. It's money. In all the interviews I did with Sudanese fighters who've returned from Yemen, none of them said anything but that. They are fighting only for money. I expected Sudan as a country to be receiving some kind of financial aid from Saudi Arabia. Other countries that are in the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen are big recipients of Saudi assistance. Not so in Sudan. In fact, in that case, it is payments directly to the soldiers themselves, deposits in Saudi riyals into their bank account in Sudan, and then a big lump sum payment at the end of 6 months.
Let's talk about the number, the percentage of these soldiers who are children. That, to me, just feels outrageous.
Yeah, we don't really know. I mean, I interviewed a half a dozen soldiers, one who's on his way and five others who'd returned from the fight, and I was struck talking to them then in a very nonchalant way, they all mentioned a good number of fighters under 18 in their units. And I held out until I found one who himself had gone to the war at the age of 14. I talked to him a little bit after his 16th birthday. And when these soldiers were talking about the young people in their units, the teenagers, I asked them, you know, what percentage of your unit of 700 or so, what percentage of those guys were under 18, and their answers ranged from about 20% to close to 50%. So I can't verify that, but for sure there's a good number there. And as I say, Hager Shom Ahmed, who I spoke with at Lang myself, is clearly 16 now and was 14 at the time that he fought.
And David, you reached out to the Saudi government about these child soldiers in particular. What was their response?
A flat denial. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said that they uphold all international humanitarian and human rights laws, including refraining from the recruitment of child soldiers.
Let's talk about the Sudanese fighters themselves. Do they actually want to go and fight alongside the Saudis as opposed to being forced to participate in the fighting?
Well, Sudan is in a very bad place right now economically. The economy is teetering on the brink of collapse. The currency is plummeting. There are protests in the capital. There are bread lines. There are lines outside of banks. So the situation is very, very bad. In addition, these fighters, as you mentioned in the introduction, come from Darfur, which is badly scarred by a dozen years of civil war. Many of these fighters believe they have no choice. And in that context, the money that Saudi Arabia is offering them is very significant. It's the kind of money that could change your life if you're a Sudanese peasant or nomad in Darfur, ranging from, you know, $10,000, the equivalent of $10,000 for Hager Shom Ahmed, the 14-year-old, to, you know, one soldier said his family got the equivalent of $35,000 after his brother was killed in the conflict.
Tell us a little bit about how the Saudi government is going about recruiting from Sudan.
So I don't think the Saudi government is recruiting directly. Your listeners might remember that during the conflict in the war in Darfur, there was a fighting force called the Janjaweed, pro-government militia, involved in a tribal war there. That force is now known as the Rapid Support Forces, which is a paramilitary group that supports the government. It's the Rapid Support Forces, formerly the Janjaweed, which are recruiting Sudanese fighters, mainly in Darfur, and flying them to Saudi Arabia, where they're re-equipped and deployed into Yemen.
And about the funding by the Saudi government, how different is it when it comes to fighters from the Sudan as opposed to fighters from Pakistan or Jordan?
So there are very few fighters that I know of from Jordan, and they're in an advisory capacity far from the front lines. Pakistan, the parliament there, voted not to get involved with the war. The military has nonetheless sent 1,000 troops, but they are stationed inside the Saudi border. So Sudan is really in a class by itself in terms of sending really large numbers, maybe 14,000 at a time is the best estimate I heard, to fight alongside the Yemenis in the Saudi-led coalition.
And are there child soldiers fighting in other parts of the world, David?
You know, I'm not really a child soldier expert, but it's worth noting that on the other side of the conflict in Yemen, there have been credible reports that the Houthis, the Iranian allied faction that is fighting against the Saudi-led forces in Yemen, the Houthis also have employed child soldiers. So there's evidence that there's child soldiers on both sides of that conflict.
And do you anticipate any changes to the number of soldiers from Sudan being sent to Yemen generally?
You know, right now, the situation in Sudan just in the last week has become very, very volatile with a groundswell of protests over the economic conditions, mainly over the economic conditions, but also against the government of Omar al-Bashir. So it's very hard to predict anything in Sudan, even a month or two out.
David Kirkpatrick is an international correspondent for The New York Times. David, thank you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.